Okay, today's daf is Yevamos daf Ayin Aleph. Yevamos Ayin Aleph. We left off Ayin Amud Beis. We left off Ayin Amud Beis roughly in the middle of the page, maybe a drop before the midway point. We're up to. We actually did Rav Amar Blehanach. I think we got dropped further than that. But let's quickly get our bearings. That the Gemara had discussed, the Mishnah in the new parak had started off saying that an Aril is pasul from eating chuman. Aril or Tamei Kayan are pasul from eating chuman. We had Machlekes, we spoke out Rashi Ben Atam, famous, he says, Machlekes. Rabbi Ben Atam is actually not over here. If you look at the Tosfos in our Gemara, and you'll see it, it's really the Rashba, the Ritva. They quote Rabbi Ben Atam here. It's Rabbi Ben Atam brought down in Tosfos and Chagiga, Tosfos and Zvachim. But the Machlekes is, Rashi learns Aril is, and Aril is someone whose two older brothers, or three older brothers, depending on what you need to make a chazaka, died Machmas Mila, and therefore you're not supposed to do Mila to this next brother, but still the mice is an Aril, and therefore he cannot eat chuma. That's Rashi. Rabbi Nathan says, what do you mean? If you cannot do Mila, if you can't do Mila, then he's not called an Aril. If he's not can't do Mila, that's not an Aril. Rather, someone that's either scared to do it, Stamazai, or he did have one brother, let's say that never passed away, but that's not really enough for Chazaka not to do it, and he's still scared to do it. The point is, it's not sanctioned in Halacha, and he's still not doing Mila. That's the Aril we're talking about according to Rabbi Nathan. The Tesis Yishanim, again, Tesis Baal doesn't really quote this Rabbi Nathan. He quotes Rashi, and he elaborates, but he doesn't quote Rabbi Nathan. But Tesis Yishanim does say more along those lines. Tesis Yishanim asks that, what do you mean? You tell me, the first Tesis Yishanim of the parak, they tell me the Aril is someone who is, His brothers died machas mila. Tayshana says that's no different than we have later in today's daf, a child who's before 8 days. Are you going to tell me such a child has a din of aral? Gemara has a debate about it. But according to Rashi, he should for sure be din aral. Because even if it's not his fault, even if he's an aina, so to speak, he's still called an aral. What's the Gemara Shaila? It must be that when it's not his fault, it's not called an aral. And the case must be the case of aral in our Mishnah is one who is lashon of Reinatam of Tayshanim is a little strong, is one who is a meshumid, he's a mummer, eats the mitzvah of Mila. So he's an aral on purpose, Gabi Mila. But if he was, again, according to Tayshvis, according to Reinatam, according to Tayshvis Yishanim, if he was his brothers died machavas Mila, and therefore he's not getting the Mila, then he would be mutati truma, he would be mutati kachim, and there's even debate according to Reinatam if he's mutatu avayda. Okay, that was a machlekes. We touched it already yesterday. About Aral. So the question is this, that whatever you say, however you learn Aral is, the Aral, either according to Rashi, again, excuse because of his brothers, according to Ben Atam, no excuse, he's an Aral by choice. Either way, the Mishnah says he cannot eat Chuma. What's the source? The Mar brought two sources. Rabbi Yehuda learned from me, Gezer Shava, it says Tashav HaSeicher by Pesach, it says Tashav HaSeicher by Chuma. By Karm Pesach, we know, it says very clearly, V'chol Aral Le'echol by an Aral cannot partake in the Karm Pesach. Tommy can't partake, and Earl cannot partake. So too, by Truma, we learn out, we learn out that an Earl cannot partake in Truma either. That's Rabbi Lezer's source. We were going back and forth with the different nuances of that drasha. We'll get back to it in a second. I'm going to pick it up from the middle of Rabbi Lezer, and then the Gemara will focus more on Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva say? Rabbi Kiva had said, you know, in Itzarech, you don't need this Gzer Shava to tell me that an Earl cannot eat Truma, because the Pasuk when it describes people who cannot eat Truma, it talks about Metzaira, it talks about, people that are tamei, and it says over there, ish, and ish is l'rabei sa'aril. The double lashon ish comes to be marbar aril, that an aril also cannot eat chuma. So Rekiva says, I don't need the gzeir shava in the pasuk of chuma alone. I understand that an aril cannot eat chuma. That's Rekiva. So the Rosh Hashanah working out in Rabbi Shmuel that who's sorry in Rabbi Eliezer, in Rabbi Eliezer that who needs the gzeir shava. That who says Gzeir Shava is for Arelus, maybe the Gzeir Shava is for Aninus. An Einan doesn't need a Karm Pesach. Maybe the Gzeir Shava is Aninus, that an Einan cannot eat Chuma, and maybe an Aral could eat Chuma. And the Mar, because the Mar also brought, without getting to every nuance of every line of the Gemara from yesterday, the Mar brought that there's a Reboy, because it says, V'chol Zar Le'echal, Kol Zar, it's extra to say a Zar can eat Chuma, Mashba, someone else who you would think maybe cannot eat Chuma, he can eat Chuma, and who's that? We said it means an Einan. Mar says, Mechdesa, maybe that Reboy, so to speak, is coming to include that an Aral can eat Chuma, and the Miyat from Tashi Vesachar is about an Einan. So the last Gemara we read yesterday was that no, that the Einan is less Chomer than Aral. Aral is more Chomerous. Why? We'll speak about outside, because Aral has a list of Chomerous as follows. It's a Maisa, to get rid of the Arelus, to cut off the Arelus. It's a Maisa Begufay, it's two different Chomerous. And the Mar later on is going to review all these. It's going to actually lump those together in a simon called Maisim, right? There's two, it's a Maisa and it's a Maisa Begufay. The Einish is Karetz. It's one of the two Chiv assays that one is doesn't do. Ironically enough, the other one is Karm Pesach, which is part of the Yeshava. But the other one, the one we're referring to is Mila. So Aral is a Chiv Karetz if one neglects to do it. It was Negev before Matan Torah already, the mitzvah of Mila. And there's a Lacha by Karm Pesach, not having a Zavadim or his male children Gemalot, not having them with the bris milah, having them uncircumcised, precludes him from eating Karm Pesach. So it's another chumrah. It's a whole list of chumras that we have. The Gabay Reilis, it makes sense. That's what's excluded from truma, like Pesach, and not Aninus. Ask the Gemara, Aninus also has a bunch of chumras. What are those? Aninus can happen at any moment because Arelus, once you get rid of the Arelus, once you do bris milah, it doesn't come back. He's no longer an Arel. Whereas the Aninus Nebuch could happen to a person many times, as long as one of his seven close relatives pass away, he's an Ainin. Secondly, Aninus is known by both men and women. Mila obviously is only known by women, by men. Arelus is only known by men, not by women. And lastly, the by Mila, it's biyadei to fix. You can do the Mila. Whereas by Aninus, it's not biyadei to fix. Aninus is there for that day after the close relative dies. He's an Ainin. So there's Milas, but there's Chumras, so to speak, Milas by Aninus as well. Gemara says still, the list by Mila, the list by Arel was bigger than the list by Aninus. Okay, so far we're at the point where we're saying that Arel is excluded from Truma, and Ainan is included in Truma, and how do we know Arel is excluded from Truma for the Gezer Shava? Ask the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Rav Amar. Rav says no. You don't have to come on to the reason why we say Gezer Shava is for Arel as opposed to Ainan. You don't have to come on to the list of numbers, your numbers game of, I don't mean to be facetious, but your numbers, 6 against 3, no, there's a more simple Svara. Without the numbers, you still wouldn't be able to say that the Gzir Shava from Pesach to Truma would be regarding Einan, to say Einan cannot eat Truma, and an Arul would be able to eat Truma. You couldn't make the mistake. Why? Shavkinan Arlus, Tichsib, Bukufay to Pesach, Vyafinan Aninas, Me Pesach, the Pesach Kufay, Me Mesa Geminan. It wouldn't make sense, because there is no Pesach of Aninas for Pesach. There is a Pesach we quoted before, V'chol Arul Le'yechol Boy, by Karm Pesach. There's a black and white Pesach not to eat an Arul, cannot eat Karm Pesach. There's no black and white Pesach about an einan by Karm Pesach. How do we know it from? We know it from Ma'aseh Sheni. Okay, fine. So if I have a choice from Gzeir Shavah, Teish Vesach that says by Pesach, and Teish Vesach that says by Truma, to learn out that just like by Pesach has certain dinim, so too by Truma, I'm going to pick the dinim that are explicit by Pesach, and not the dinim that are learned out of a drasha itself. By Pesach, einan is learned out of drasha, Arul is direct, is explicit, and therefore it makes sense to compare it to say that Arul is the one that's excluded by Truma, and not Einan. That's Rav's answer. Ask Gemara now. Ima Pesach milus chavav adavah keves. So Taki, ask Gemara now. Once you tell me you learn that from Pesach, Gzer Shava. By Pesach, if his avad don't have mila, if his male children don't have mila, the halacha is he can't eat Pesach. So maybe he makes the same halacha by Truma as well. Af Truma milus chavav adavah keves. We should say that the mila of his avadim and of his children should be ma'akev his ability to eat Truma. Also, once you have Gzer Shava, go all the way. Amar Kra Maltav Isai. Az Yechal Bay. It says Dumila. Then you could eat Bay. Bay is it. It is the Karm Pesach. It is a lashon of miyat of exclusion. Milas Zachar Bavada Makeves Bay Melech Pesach. The Milas and of his avadma and of his offspring, his children, will be ma'akev him for meeting the Pesach, boy, the Pesach, but ain the emilas zachar avadav ma'akevus b'chuma. But the mila of his avadav and his children will not preclude him from eating chuma. It wouldn't make sense that it should be an exclusion legabe eating chuma. Okay, says the Gemara. Yachi, one second, if you tell me that boy is a meat like that, so take it a step further. We just said that Arul can't eat Chuma because of the drash of Gzeir Shava from Pesach, but say boy, says Gemara, v'chol, and the word boy is in the Pesach by Arul itself. Eima v'chol, Arul le'echol, boy, boy in a'echol, a'echol is b'chuma. The Pesach says boy by the Pesach of Arul. So tell me that Arul is only an Isser T Pesach and not by Truma. Exactly opposite of what we've been saying till now. The Gemara says, no, I wouldn't make that mistake. Ha'kesef Zeir Shach, because I'm Gzeir Shava. Gzeir Shava tells me I do have to compare something in Truma to Pesach, and therefore I say Arul is excluded. Whereas when his avadim or his children are not gemalt, he's not excluded. Ask Gemara Mechadesa, Umay Rois, why did you see to expound and say that the Gzeir Shava is to teach me when he's an Arul, he cannot eat, but when his children are Arelim and his avadim are Arelim, we expound on the boy and say that he could eat by Truma, not even though he can't prepare Pesach? So Mara says two answers, the second answer is so obvious. It's a Pella, why the Mara didn't go right there. Mistavra, Arelis Tugafei, Havale Ribuy. First Mara says Mistavra, that his own Arelis is more Chashe because it's him himself, which is really the simple answer. They should stop there. Okay. But the Mara says Shekein Maisa Begufay. It's a Maisa on his own Guf, but Einish Karis. It's got two Chumras. That's a Maisa on his Guf, and it's Einish Karis versus the Mila of his Avadim and the Mila of his children. It's a mitzvah of him to do, but he's not Chayav Karis for his son. Lack of Mila. He's not Chayav Karis for his lack of Mila, and it's certainly not a Maisa Begufa. It's a Maisa on his eved or on his child, and therefore it's not as chomer. Adraba milas vada zchara vavadam, the mila of the zchara of his offspring and the vadam, having the riba should be included. Shkein yeshu b'val shah b'chol shah, that could be relevant at any moment. The mila, his own mila, is a one time thing, but the mila of his offspring, he could continue to have offspring, or avadim, certainly, even if he's much older, he could continue to be purchasing avadim. The mila of his avadim can happen at any moment. That should be a chumra of the mila of the avadim and children over his own mila. We have two chumras by himself, Ma'is Begufay and Anashkaris, only one chumra the other way, and therefore makes sense that the miyat's going to be, the miyat, the Isserti Truma is going to be by the Aril, and the exclusion that we say it's Asper Kabbasel, but not Asper Truma, is going to be on the children and on the avadim not being circumcised. Says the Gemara, Vibay's Ema, or another answer, and again, I'm not sure why this isn't the most obvious, simple answer. Blahana Chafisha, forget about the numbers. Rava's Lashon again, similar to what Rava said before. Without the numbers, Nami Lamit Samarit, you couldn't have a Shahavim to say that. Miyak Amidi, Darilis Tugufelim Akvabe, Varilis Achrini, Makvabe. Think about what would come out. It would come out if you tell me that the Pasuk, the Gzeir Shav is for a case when his Avadim are Arelim, and his children are Arelim. That's the Gzeir Shav, they can't eat Truma. But the Chol Ariya Leichabay, when he himself is an Arel, that's Taka Psul by Pesach, but the word Bay excludes that by Truma is not a Psul. It'll come out when he himself is an Arel, he can eat Truma. But you know what, he can't eat Truma if his son's an Arel or if his Ev's an Arel. That wouldn't be very logical that there would be a din that he can't eat Truma because his son's an Arel, but he could eat Truma even though he himself is an Arel. And the Chira would not make a lot of sense. And therefore, it's not mistav. You don't have to come out to numbers. It's pasha that the miyat of eating chuma is by, the miyat of being able to eat chuma is by Aril, his own Arielus, and he's able to eat chuma when his children or his avadim are unfortunately not come out, even though in that case he wouldn't be able to become Pesach. Okay. But now the Gemara says, once you've established the word bay is a drasha, hashtag bay, the drasha das, a bay is coming to say this you cannot eat, or this you could do, but it comes to exclude. Kol benecha leicha bay lamali. Go back to the Karban Pesach. It says kol benecha, any person who's like, benecha means like the son of a stranger, which really means, we touch it to mean that a person went off the derech. A person, well, I mean, actually we'll see in a second. Kol benecha leicha bay lamali. What's it coming to teach me? It says he can't eat Pesach. What am I learning out deeper? It can't pass for something else he could eat. What's it teaching me? It says, lamar bay, Karban Pesach, this Hamaras Das Pesels, Karban Pesach, this Hamaras Das, this guy went off the derech. This Rashi says he became a mummer. This mummer Dasai, he cannot eat Karban, he can't partake in Karban Pesach, he's not eating Karban Pesach, we know what he could eat, ain't Hamaras Das Pesels Meiser. But the Hamaras Das does not exclude him from being able to eat Meiser Sheni, he's still allowed to eat, even though he went off the derech, even though he's no longer Shem Ritar Mitzvah, he can still eat Meiser Sheni. Taisu points out that the same Drasha, the more elsewhere, uses the boy to tell me, he can't eat Karban Pesach, but he could eat Chuma, actually. So, Taisus just says, Taisus, it's not Shver, it's the second Taisus of the page. Taisus says, in the end of Perek Mishay Tomei, in Pesachim, says, Ve'en Amar Estas Peisles B'Struma, V'Shapim Matina Chavayo, Taisus, it's not Shver, because the same Miyat. Bai is telling me that Karm Pesach he can eat, but other stuff he can. So other stuff can mean other stuff such as Chuma, other stuff such as Maaser Sheni, and both could be learned from the same Drasha, and these two Drashas that was the Mur over here saying, Punk, not Chuma, it's switching to Maaser Sheni, and the Mur over there, Psachim, focus on Chuma, both those Murs are correct, and are arguing, they're both learning from the same Miat of Bai. Okay, ask the Mur still, Chal Ar Leichel Bai Lamali, so back to the puzzle we quoted before, Chal Ar Leichel Bai, we didn't say what we said, it's not excluding an Arl from Chuma, because that Arul could eat Chuma, even though he can't eat Pesach, from the word Bai, because we already have a Gzeir Shavit to say Arul cannot eat Chuma, to compare the two. So then what do you do with the word Bai there? Says the Gemara, the Bai over there is telling me about Pesach again, as follows. The Arul himself, Bai ain't Eichel, he can't partake in the Karm Pesach, of Eichel Matzah Marer, but Matzah Marer he could partake in, he cannot partake in the Karm Pesach, but Matzah Marer, discussion in the first Shema, does it mean really Matzah and Marer, or does it mean only Matzah, you know, Matzah is still a mitzvah deraisa. Mara, we say, is only mitzvah rabbanim because mara is only a mitzvah deraisa when there is a karm pesach. You have a karm pesach, you eat the karm pesach with matzah mara. But no karm pesach, no mara. So even when there is a karm pesach, if this guy cannot eat karm pesach because he's an arel, then presumably he wouldn't have a mitzvah deraisa mara either. So it could be the bay over here. The exclusion is not the mara as much as the matzah. Or no, well, the guy be this was saying in his mind where there is karm pesach a mitzvah, just because he can't eat it because he's an arel, maybe he still has a mitzvah deraisa of mara. Perhaps it is a discussion again if the mara in that context is dafka. But either way, nothing to do with truma or anything else. Chol Ar Leichel is telling us he cannot partake in the karm pesach, but he could partake in matzah and mara. Says the Gemara now. We have miutim for arel. And we have mutim for Benechar, for the one who's Hamar's Das, one of the Derech. The Mara just wants to know why, perhaps could we have learned one for the other? The Mara says, Avadanat. Itzuch l'michtav Arel, itzuch l'michtav Kol Benechar. We need to specially exclude from by Karm Pesach, both Arel and the Benecher. Why? Because if we just say the Aril, Mishin the Mayas, the Aril is Mayas. He's physically Mayas because he has Arelus. There's a physical blemish there. Avil Benecher, again, that physical, this gets a little bit in the conversation, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be saying it's only a good blemish if he's able to, and Mechuyev to have a Mila. If he didn't, so it's like a halachic Mayas. If there's no obligation to get a Mila, it wouldn't be Mayas. Rashi seems to be saying it's Mayas regardless, even though he's not supposed to get a Mila, it's still Mayas regardless. Maybe the Gemara, this whole Gemara does, in my humble opinion, seem to read, again, it's not Shver Rabbeinu Tam, but it reads very Geshmak with Rashi, that it's a physical Mayas, except from Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi said from the Adrab. We said from Rabbeinu Chanan, we explained Rabbeinu Tam. We said yesterday from Rabbeinu Chanan, we explained Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam held, as long as there's no halachic Chiev, the Arelus comes from the shame Chiev that exists. Oh, there's a Chiev to do a Mila. Arelus comes from not fulfilling that Mila. If there's no mitzvah, there's no Arelus. But with the Zevach, Reish LeZevach, I think his name was, in the Masifta, explains Rashi, that Rashi held that it's a Metzias. It's a physical Metzias. The Arelus presents ugliness, even if there's not Mechiev to get the Mila. And that fits very well. Again, Rabbeinu Tam also fits, but that fits even better. In our Gemara, the issue by Arelus, he's Mayas. Avol Benech Le Mayas. Benech is not Mayas. He has these terrible actions, terrible opinions, but he's not physically Mayas. Emelai. Because we're going to Benech, I would say Benech, Kenani Pesach, I say Mishnah Dingli B'Shamayim. Because his Libai is not L'Shamayim. He's going against his Das, he's a Kay for the Mitzvahs. He's a Mummer against the Mitzvahs. Avol Arud Libai Shamayim. So this is clearly much better like Rashi. An Arul whose Libai is L'Shamayim. So according to Rashi, what does that mean? The guy wants to do the mitzvah. He wants to do Mila. He just can't because the Torah says once there's a chazak of his brother's dying for Mila, he can't do Mila. So he's totally Libah Shemayim for every mitzvah, including Mila. He's Libah Shemayim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that it's Libah Shemayim but everything else, the Gabi Mila, obviously wasn't Libah Shemayim because his fear of Mila is enough to make him not do it, even though he's halachically obligated, it makes him not do it, but that still could be called Libah Shemayim. Okay, but Mila, which is Libah Shemayim, maybe wouldn't be Ksuf for Pesach, and therefore, Aval Aral, I should say, Libah Shemayim, maybe he's not, maybe he could eat Karm Pesach. Tzrichos, we need to tell us that both Aral and the Hamaras Das both cannot eat Karm Pesach. Now, once we say the word bay is a miyat, and because that we made these various drushes, so the Mara assumes Mimenu also is like a miyat, and we should make various drushes. Which Mimenu? So the Pasuk says, first of all, it says by Nicer, it says leisasir memenu ad biker va Nicer memenu ad biker beishasarif. That's the famous pasuk of Nicer by Karm Pesach. It says the word menu twice, but there's actually a third time. It also says, and this is one that Rashi brings over here. It says when it says memenu, the pasuk says, I'm trying to remember which pasuk it is. The pasuk says, I'll take him a menu na. That's it. Rashi says, I'll take him a menu na. The pasuk says, I'll take him a menu na. Don't eat from it raw. So again, the word memenu. So what do we do with these drushes of memenu? Sounds like from it you can't eat raw. From it you can't do nicer. Sounds like somebody else is excluded from that. Says Gemara, yes, indeed. You have to wait a couple of baht for the answer. But look at Rabbi Amar Yitzchak on daf ayin dalad in three baht now. Rabbi Amar Yitzchak is going to give three drushes that we make from each one of these memenus, and we'll see over there. So, but indeed, there's taka drusha. There is a viable drusha for each one of the words of memenu. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar, we quoted in yesterday's daf, and daf ayin, we quoted Rabbi Kiva, who argued and said, Rabbi Kiva, Imer, ain't tzarich. You don't need a gzir shav of tush of a second. Tell me that is an aral cannot eat truma. Rather, Rabbi Imer, it says by an aral, it says by truma, it says, I should say, it says ish, and we say the double ish is Rabbi Saral comes to include an aral that he cannot eat truma, like the rest of the people in the pasuk, the zav, the mitzayro, cannot eat truma. Aim the Rabbi Sainan, same type of question, the answer is going to be almost word for word. Maybe it's coming to include an ayin, then ayin cannot eat truma. Amar Beisi Bar Chanina, Amar Krav Cholzar. It says Cholzar that a zar cannot eat truma, and we say there's some sort of miyat there, someone else who you think cannot eat truma is able to, and who's that? An ayinin. Zaris amartelcha v'laninus. Zaris is excluded from truma, but not an ayinin. Aim of Larry. That's what do you mean? Say ishish comes to include an ayinin that does not eat truma, and the pasuk of v'chalzar is coming to. Well, I gotta help myself. Say it. V'chalzar is coming to say that an earl is lati truma. The Mar says, "Aksif ishish." We have a meat of ishish. Umar rayis. So the Mar asks, "Who saw fit to go this way, go that way?" Meaning, say ishish comes to include an ayinin that an ayinin cannot eat truma, and say v'chalzar Kanani Chuma comes to exclude, they know Kuri Chuma and Arl. Go the opposite direction. Mara says, same exact Shakratari as yesterday. Mistavar Arelis Havilim Rubuye, we should include our Arelis into the prohibition of eating Chuma Shkain, Maisim, as we pointed out before, the double Maisim, Krusim, Bedaver, Ha'ovid, Mechusar, Maisa, it's Mechusar Maisa, and Maisa Begufa. We point out there's two different separate Svaros. Arl is missing a Maisa, and the Maisa is physically on his body. Vanish Karis, and the Inish Karis, Fashal Fadibar, and it also applied before Matantaira, Umilas Rabavad, the Makavas, and the Mila of his male children and his avadim are ma'akev his ability to eat truma. So the point is, you have these. I think I said six before. You have five chumras. You have two maisim Karis, Yeshlefe Adiber, and the Mila of the Charvad, the Makabas, you have these five chumras they have by Arelus, Adraba, Aninas, Avad, Ribui. Aninas should be the one that's excluded from eating Juma and Ainan, because you have these following chumras, these three chumras, Shein Yeshlef Kolsha. It applies at any moment, when any time a person's relative dies, he can be subject to become an Ainan at any moment. Vinayagas, Banashim, Banashim, it's not both by men and women. Vimed El Sakarats, but he can't fix himself, unlike Arul, who could just do a Mila, he can't fix himself by Aninas. Marcistal Hanach Ephesians, five against three, these are more, and therefore, it makes sense that the Miat of Ish who cannot eat truma is by Aral, and the Reboy of allowing to eat truma is by Einan.
I know sometimes when the Gemara talks about, you know, chumras are coolest for certain things, and I forgot the Lushan, but like the fact that Aral doesn't apply to a woman, I don't know if that's a chumra. Like, it's just non-existent, clearly, right? The Gemara, I think, sometimes talks about that type of a concept where the fact that it doesn't apply to such certain person, if that certain person is not shy for them to be in the parsha,
right,
doesn't necessarily make it a chumra that it applies. You know, you want to say that oral doesn't apply to a woman.
Saying does sound familiar, but just to go the other direction, we do find that mitzvahs that are negate only to, you're saying over here about the physicals, it's physically not negate to a woman, but we do find there's a concept of, let's say, a mitzvah negate only to kanim versus a mitzvah negate to kaisho.
But again,
I understand over there it's not a physical. I got it. Right. I hear.
Here it's just physically not, it's just not in the parsha, and thus to refer to it as a chumrah is a little bit hard.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
I recall seeing this.
Rava says, Nami lematz amrit amar kora ish eitz davar sheyesh nami ish veinu b'isha have emes zareilus. I mean, maybe this is what you're saying. It's not really. But Rava said I could deflect you by saying this is what you're saying. Rava says you don't have to come on to a more areilus chumras over aninas. Ish, the drasha is the guy be a man. The drasha is the guy be a man. So if the whole drasha is about a man, it makes sense that it's something that's relevant to a man, not so much relevant to men and women. What's that? Areilus is something which is relevant to a man, whereas aninas is relevant to man and a woman. If the preclusion of eating truma had to do with something to do with aninas, it wouldn't make sense to have the ribui from a lush of ish. It makes much more sense to have it by areilus. Okay. Ask him right now. Rabbi Kiva, we want to know what does Rabbi Kiva do with the Gzeir Shava of Rabbi Lezer, and what does Rabbi Lezer do with the Ish? So let's see. Rabbi Kiva, hi, Taisha Vasachar, the Gzeir Shava, what does it do with it? The Taisha Vasachar that's said by Truma or by Karm Pasach, what does he use the Gzeir Shava for? Amar Shmaya, Lasuya, Avimol, the Gvainimol. He says the Taisha Vasachar that it says by Truma was an extra. If you remember, we had yesterday, we said it was a Mufna by Truma. It was Mufna by Pesach, and we used both words, Yini Mufna, Mashiach, Sadam, according to Rabbi Lezer, we said use the word Taisha and Sachar, we put one as if it's by Pesach, one as if it's by Truma, and we had Mufna extra on both sides. But the point is, what was extra is the word Teish V'sachar by Pesach. So says the Gemara, what's it used for? To include, ironically enough, the inclusion over here, it's including them in the exclusion. La'asuya arvi mal v'givayin mal, to include that some of them givayin, or an Arab, that's mal, that they're still Aser Tikar Pesach, even if they're Gemalt, even if they're Amila, they're still included in the prohibition in the Aser Tikar Pesach. Ask Gemara, I need a Reba for that. We know a Gemalta Arab or a Gemalta Givaini still has a Shem Aral to us. And the Rabbis approve. Hani, Mulininu, even if they're have a Mila, are they considered Mulin in Alacha? Fatzam, we learned the Mishnah in Nedarim. This is a Mishnah in Nedarim, Daf Lamed Aleph. Kainam Shani Nenel Arelim. If a person makes a Neder and he says, I'm not going to have any enough from Arelim. Mutabar the Yisrael is mutav enough from the Arelim, even though the Arelim of Yisrael. Asav Muli Avicham, and he's asav enough from even those that are Gemal, that had Mila, by the Goyim. Because the Lashon of Arelim meant to say is, Kainam that I should have enough from Goyim. Okay, what if he says the opposite? Kainam Shani Nenel Milamulim, I should have enough from those that are Gemal. Then he's mutab Muli Avichavim, he's still mutab those that are Gemal from the Goyim, because that's not really what he has in mind when he says Gemal. But of course, he's Asav Bar Yisrael. And obviously, he's usher in the movement of the gemalot of Klai Yisrael, but it's more than that. He's even usher in those who are non-circumcised in Klai Yisrael, because when he says kainam I should have enough from the mulam, he means it's a fancy way of saying kainam I should have enough from any of the Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you see over here, glad the chayra included in the idea of Aral is still a guy who's gemalot. So why would I need a drasha for that? Ella. Before we actually go further, there's obvious time over here. First of all, Rashi already explains what's Takab Shah in the Mishnah. Rashi explains because Nadarim go based on what a person means in his comment. It's very clear. His comment when he says Arelim meant Goyim, and his comment when he said Mula means Yidin. That's what he means. Whether they're Gemalot or not, that's really a fancy way of saying that. It's the Nadarim, Halach Achal Lashav Ne'adam. Dibritarik Lashmi Adam will come up actually in about five lines. But Benedarim Halach Achar, we go after Lashmi Adam. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. As Taisus, based on that, look at the bottom Taisus. If that's the pshat, then you're back, you're going in a circle. If that's the pshat in that Mishnah Nedarim, then what's the question? By Givainim that had a Mila, and we're talking about the Torah, we're not talking about Lashmi Adam, we're talking about the Torah. So maybe I would think that a Gibon or Aravi that had a Mila would be allowed to eat Korban Pesach. And therefore we talk and eat a meat again. So what's the first question? Look at Taisus, the first when lines get wide. Says because the safe the masisan there's actually a lashon pasuk that they bring it from that kol agayim arelim. So it's not because of lashmei adam. The idea behind that mishnah is actually, even though that could be part of the concept, but it's not really that. Even without that, we have a pasuk that tells us that all goyim are called arelim. Oh, so that's the pasuk. Our gemara didn't quote that pasuk, but that's the pasuk that backs up this mishnah, and that's why gemara is saying anyway they're called arelim, even as a guy. So the vayit excluded from chalorel leichal bay excludes a Aravi that was gemalt because he's still called arelim. So why do you need these yeshar for? The mar says you're right. Rather, what you need it for elasuya ger shemavle tavel. It's coming to include a ger that had mila didn't have tefila. The katan, which is according to Rabbi Kiva, not a full fledged geiris, so he cannot partake in the Korban Pesach. So it's coming to include, ironically enough, the Taisha v'sachar comes to include where there was a mila. There was a mila, but not a tefila. The katan shalat kshu mal, or a katan that was not mal, which didn't have mila b'chal, but he's now without the arla. You know what he still has to do? He still has to do a tafat tamris. Because of tzar chatef men and tamris, Rabbi Kiva's of the opinion that you need to do tamris, and since, until the kozma didn't do that, he's fighting as a shame. Arl, that's what's coming to, that's what's included in the teshuv v'sachar in the gzeir shava. Says the gemara, or I should say gzeir shava, in the extra words teshuv v'sachar that are said by Pesach. Says the gemara, v'blazet hamei. Now, v'blazet, how does he know these two dinim that we just learned? Says the gemara, very beautiful. Rabbi Elazar goes according to the reasoning. The Amr Rabbi Elazar holds. We had early in the Masechta. We actually had a machlokes. If you remember, it was machlokes Rabbi Elazar. I think it was Rabbi Yeshua. It was machlokes Rabbi Elazar Yeshua back then. Here it's Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Kiva. But same machlokes says the Gemara. The Amr Ger Shemov LeTavel Ger Malye. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that a ger that a meal that feels a ger malya, so he wouldn't be excluded from eating Korban Pesach as some sort of arelus or some sort of other psul in Teisha V'Sachar, because he had, once he had mila, he's good to go. He's still supposed to be tefillah, of course, but he's good to go. And Viter, he holds kasaver cut the shenelad mol ain't tzarich latif men damris. A cut that's nilled gemalt doesn't need damris, and therefore again that wouldn't be a reason to exclude the katan either. So none of these exclusions, according to Rabbi Elazar, would apply, and therefore teish v'sachar is extra for the gzir shava to tell me that you don't eat truma, that a aral cannot eat truma, but it's not needed for pesach at all by itself, because pesach itself, those scenarios that Rabbi Kiva has aren't relevant according to Rabbi Elazar. Now we still have to know, Rabbi Elazar, what does he do with ish? Rabbi Elazar, hi ish of Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva used the darshan that an aral can't chuma. My other, what does he do with it? Tibra Torah klash me adam. That's the concept of the Torah. Sometimes says a double lashon, because that's lash me adam, and the Torah mimics lashon bnei adam. Okay, boy, Rabbi Chamar Akva, new shayla, and the Tzitzit Shana referred to the shayla already. We referenced it by the Mishnah. Katan aral, a katan or a katan over in this context means, Rashi says, the week of his bris, the week before his bris. Katan means over here, before he had a chance to take shmeina, Rashi's lesson. Before he got a chance to, it's not just a chance, you're not able to meal yet. That's the key point, you're not able to meal. Malusech b'shamash chuma, could you anoint him with shamash chuma? This discussion over here, what does it mean, anoint him with shamash chuma? We know chuma cannot be destroyed, and chuma can only be consumed by kain, and we consider the sikha of the oil of chuma anointing it on one's body. No special anointments, just, you know, rubbing it for hydration on someone's body is considered a valid usage of the chuma. It's not considered destroying it. It's considered sikh, like shti. It's considered like a good usage. That's a simple idea. I understand the Gemara. There's other discussions exactly what the, of exactly why the Gemara picked this case. Actually, the Rishonim are bothered. Why they were not pick a more simple case? Just say, are you allowed to feed a katan little droplets of chuma wine, a katan before it is mila? The point of here obviously is he's an arul still. He's not 8 days old yet, but he's not zman mil yet. So could you feed him chuma? So why come on to a case that gets involved with sicha, and whether it's a real sicha, kishtiyas, drabanas, or raisa? Why get involved? Just pick drinking wine. The answer the Farshim gives, I believe the Miri says it, is that we're deeper behaiva. It's not very common to be feeding many foods to a newborn baby. It is very common to smear up the baby's body with oils and make sure the baby is, you know, doesn't get dry skin and it's fresh. And therefore, we pick the case that's more common, even if the usage is a little unusual. The usage is a shemen of truma. But again, you are allowed to do that. You're allowed to take shemen of truma and rub the body. So therefore, it's not out of line to express the question in this manner. The shaila is again, is it okay?
Is this like a lifnei iver? Like what?
Oh, excellent, excellent question. Very good. So I was looking at Rabbi Kanner. He's it's the baby's zechon on every nisser. The baby's not even Isser.
No, of course not.
Right? So there is a concept of, ironically enough, of lois sachilum. There's a concept, you're not allowed to feed to a child even a food that's Asr. You can't feed it. There's a discussion about whether you have to stop a katan from eating, you have to be mafreshim from eating Isurim or not, but to feed him, that you can't do. But he was debating, like, then it was bothering him more, really, this discussion that we just had, that, again, I think it's the Miri that I saw it from, but I don't remember, that why do we pick a case of anointing as opposed to eating, because it's more behavior, but if it's lois sachilum, it would be interesting that we didn't go to a case of eating if that would be the focus of the Isser. The Isser is not to feed. Maybe lois sachilum applies equally to anointing. We weren't sure. It was part of the overall conversation was exactly your question, Yuda, which is what exactly is the Isser? Is the Isser lois sachilum? Is the Isser lifnei iver for a baby? Baby's not even Isser. Is the Isser that istam, you're destroying truma? That seems to be something we want to learn, that if the baby is not entitled, I think that was the way, if I remember correctly, we saw from one of the farshim, maybe I've addressed the question, Daka, now I'm remembering. I think they wanted to learn that the word is that if you're using oil of truma on a non-kayin or a person equivalent of here as a katan who's a kayin, but he's before having a bris, so on the side he can't use it, it's like destroying it. On a person that's able to use it, it's not destroying it. But a person that's not able to use it, that's like destroying it. Perhaps that's the question. You're not allowed to destroy truma. Maybe that's the issue of here. Okay. Says the Gemara. For the shayla is our realist that shleb is bana ma'akiv. Simple. Does it prevent it from me from eating chuma, consuming chuma, using chuma? Is it called destruction of chuma, like we'll say, or not? It's not a problem because he didn't get a mila. It's not a problem because he's not old enough to get a mila. That is the shayla. Amar b'zeir b'zeisah being a beautiful raya. Tashema. I only know that the mila of his son, b'shas asiyah of the Pesach, precludes him from eating, meaning the lack of mila on his son. We referenced earlier in daf multiple times right today that a person whose sons or avadim aren't gemalot, they have mila, he cannot partake in the Karban Pesach. But the pasuk, when it describes the mila of his son, b'shas the asiyah of the Karban Pesach, meaning having his son already been gemalot, and having that avadim gemalot in order to eat the Karban Pesach. Az Yikrav Laksaisai, I'm just quoting from Rashi, the Pasuk Chumash, is Lagabi his sons. And when it comes to the idea of Avadav, the Pasuk is Az Yechabai, then he could eat it. So now, how do I know? I understand that if his son's not Gemalt, he can't do the Avodas Pesach. And I understand that if his Ev is not Gemalt, he can't eat the Karm Pesach. How do I know if his son's not Gemalt, that would preclude him from eating the Karm Pesach? And if his Ev is not Gemalt, that would also preclude him from bringing the Karm Pesach. I mean, how do I know to put the Achila and the Shechita and the Avodah by both the son and the Avodah? Says the Gemara, Ein li'ela mila zecharav, the lack of mila of zecharav is a ikuva b'shas asiyah, doing the Karm Pesach, avad b'shas chila, and the lack of mila of avodah is a ikuva when it comes to eating the Karm Pesach. I know that it applies both by both any achila or avaida is usher if any of the two are not gemalot. Tamalemer azaz applies each to each one. Gvaldik, that is the brisa. Kshmaka brisa. Now let's analyze the brisa for a second. How do you have a case that you're telling me if the eved wasn't gemalot by the achila? I would have thought maybe dafka achila, but maybe that void that you could do even if it's not gemalot. Kamashmalan for the azaz that's also a problem. But it sounds like you have a case where both the eved and the baby were gemalot by one, or an earl by one, and not an earl by the other one. So ask me more. Bishlam avadav. The case is very simple. Mishachas this to b'shas achila, less b'shas asiya. The case of avadav where it exists b'shas achila, which is what the pasuk says, but the avadav didn't exist b'shas asiya is because he bought him. He bought him the afternoon of Pesach. Great timing. He wanted to have an extra eved around to help him out on Pesach. So on Pesach itself, it missed the Pesach cleaning, but on Pesach itself, so he bought an eved after Bein Arbayim on Erev Pesach. Maybe not supposed to do so much business then, but he bought an eved to have an extra eved around. So the eved wasn't in existence by him b'shas asiya is Pesach. He is his existence now b'shas achila is Pesach. So that's where it would be relevant to have a case of being b'shas achila, not b'shas asiya. Okay. The last b'shas asiya. Kegayin des avinu b'nei b'nei was born in between, like we just said. El zecharav, desu b'shas achila, a case of a child that was around b'shas achila, the less than b'shas asiya. What type of child is going to be around b'shas achila that he wasn't gemalt, but he wasn't around b'shas asiya? What's that case? Heichem shkachas la. Lav, tisyal, b'nei asiya achila. It must be the case, that's when he was born. The baby was born between the asiya Pesach and the achila Pesach. Shmamina, arelus lebesmana, have arelus. Vice dice, arelus, even premature to being able to do the mila, that arelus is called an arelus. That must be the case, and arelus lebesmana is called an arelus. Amar Rav says, Vitisbara. Himal kozacher, Himal kozacher, Amachman of Azikav lasais. Rav says, I don't like the svara. Hai lavar milazi. The pasuk says that Eve give a meal to every zachar, and then you could be makar of the karban pesach. Sounds like whoever you could do a meal to, you have to. But if you can't do the meal, how could that be ikuva? Meaning, Rav is really arguing svara. It does make sense that the pasuk's drasha, that the pasuk's exclusion should apply to someone who cannot do the meal, which really would be an answer to the overall shayla. But Rav says that either way, the pasuk doesn't make sense in such a case. Ella, so what must be the case? Hachma eskinan. What must be the case the Bryce is referring to? In which case, lachar wouldn't necessarily be right to our shayla. We're talking about a case where the baby had a fever. The baby had a fever, chalsalta means it left him, a chalitza. The fever left him. He had a fever. He was already past 8 days old. Couldn't do a mila because he had a fever. You have to wait till the fever leaves. The fever was there, b'shas ta'asiyas b'lacha, b'bein arbayim, b'shas ta'i karm besach. The fever was there, so even though he didn't do a mila, you could do the asiyah, you could do the karm besach because he has a fever, he's sick, and it's he's lav bar milu. But he got better, Baruch Hashem, he got better right after Bein Arbayim, before Pesach. So B'shas Achila, it's a problem of not being gemalt, because now he's better to have a meal. Ask the Gemara, V'nei Sevelei Kol Shiva, what are you talking about? If that's the case, you have to wait 7 days. To Amar Shmuel, we the friends, Chalsa Yichama, Nesha Kol Shiva. A baby that recovers from a fever, you have to wait 7 days. And I hope Bil Machlekes on the Mice and the Achreinim. Halach the Mice and the Achreinim. When we talk about, let's say, baby that wasn't well, is in the hospital, is on antibiotics, when you start counting the 7 days, discharged to the hospital, or the day he finishes the antibiotics, or the next day, discussion how you start the count. But the point is, we count a week from when the fever went away. The Gemara says, you're right. Diavina kol shiva. You're right. We didn't mean the baby was born in between Bein Arbayim and that night. Or the fever went away just at that moment between Bein Arbayim and that night. The fever went away 7 days earlier. It went away 7 days earlier. But now, the fever went away. Now after 7 days, and you weren't able to do the mila till after Bein Arbayim, but till the nighttime, so Avaida wasn't considered an issue, but Fachil is an issue. Ask them, what do you mean? Then Nele Metzafra, do the meal as soon as possible once you pass 7 days. Do it right away in the morning. Answer the Mar, Be'ina, top of Mabez, Meis Le'es, you need Meis Le'es. You need it to be 24 full hours. When it comes to the 7 days of fever, you have to give 24 full hours, and the fever first dissipated after Bein Arbayim, towards the evening, so that's when the Asiyas Karban Pesach is already done. 7 days later, you have Asiyas Pesach already done. Achila wasn't done yet, and now you want to eat the Karban Pesach with this non-gamalt child. That's the problem. That's a scenario. That's Rava's case. In fact, Amar Tani Luda, Yamar Vasakem Vladai, the day of his recovery from his sickness, like the day of his birth, we know the day of the birth counts as a full day, whether he's born all the way at the beginning of the day, all the way at the end of the day, that's day one. And right after Shkia, or if it says, is day two already, right, for the Mila. So Vatani Luda, Hivalda, Yemivrasa, Yemivalda, the day of getting better, healed, is like the day of being born. My love doesn't this mean, my love, my Yemivalda, you don't need to make slaves over there. Ah, for Yemivrasa, you don't need to make gabi healing, also you don't need to make slaves. Lay them are the facts, Adif Yemivrasa, Yemivalda. The day of getting better is Adif in this respect. Look, other things, maybe it's the same, but in this respect, it's different. Dili Yemivalda, you don't need to make slaves. Yemivrasa does require make slaves. Rapapa says, another explanation, we're going to have about three or four explanations. Rapapa Mar, Kigayan, Dekayavle, Ained. Liyanuka, Rapapa's explanation number two so far, that we're talking about a case where the eyes of the Yanuka were pained, so not a fever. A fever attack has a 7 day recuperation, and that lit the whole cheshbon. He has some amount of pain in his eyes. You can't do a meal when he has pain in the eyes of the baby, when there's pain in the eyes of the baby. V'sapach pain in baby, but it got healed. Once it got healed, you can do a meal right away. There's no waiting period. So b'shas tasiya of the carbon, the baby had an excuse, so to speak, to do mila because he couldn't do mila because he had this eye pain, and it went away shortly afterwards. That's for Papa's answer. Rav Amar, Rav says a third answer. That Rav was the one we just quoted a few lines ago, who said the first answer about the fever. So the Mepharshim first, there's a couple of Malchim. Some want to say that wasn't Rava. That was Rabba. And if you notice, there's a little marker by the word Rava earlier, and some switch it to Rabba. Back on Amar Aleph, some switch that to Rabba. However, the Gedolei Yisrael say, no, leave it. It's really Rava. And switch this one over here to Ravina. That's Rava and Amar Aleph, and there's Ravina. And one of the proofs he brings is that Rav Papa was quoted in between. Rav Papa was a Talmud of Rava. Wouldn't make sense to quote Rav Papa before Rava. So if it was Rava first, then Rav Papa, then Ravina, that makes sense. But if it was Rabba first, then Rav Papa, then Rabba, it should be Rabba, then Rabba, then Rav Papa. And again, therefore he says, this is Ravina. Okay, either way, Rav Amar, the mother and father were locked in jail. They couldn't do the Mila. They can't do the Mila while they're locked in jail. They can make a shliach to bring the Karban Pesach for them. That's the Asiya. But they couldn't do the Mila. This is why they can't make a shliach to the Mila also. Okay, but they couldn't do the Mila because they were locked in jail. And they got out of jail after the Zman Asiya, before Zman Achilo. So now they don't have time to do the Mila. So the Gavi the Achilo, they don't have the exemption. The Gavi the Asiya, they had the exemption. And that's another case. It's case number three. Case number four. Rav Kana, Breda, Chem Yamar, Koyin Tumtum Shadik, Rav Nimtsev Zachar. By the way, this discussion, this is Shtuk Diak. We're not going to focus on it much. But Koyin Shavu V'im Echavish Beis Zurim. You know, the Mitzvah of Mila is on the father. Mitzvah Aval Ben. Hold Gemara over there. In Kedushin, Adaf Chavtes Aman Alf. I think it's right on the first Aman Alf. By the Mishnah, later on, towards the bottom of the Amen, it discusses about the Mitzvah of Mila is on the father. If he doesn't do it, Mara discusses maybe the mother should be Chuyiv. If I remember correctly, Mara says that no, the mazda mechuyev, only the bezin is mechuyev. Okay, but over here we seem to be saying of the im of chavush beis asurim. It sounds like the mother would have some sort of involvement in being obligated to the mila. Some want to say that echami wouldn't be else the mila itself, the karm pesach, since it precludes from karm pesach, she has a chiyav else that to make sure that everyone's able to eat karm pesach. Okay, it's a discussion, a diak whether ima was dafka or not. Vayter Rav Kana ben Rav Nechemi Amar kein tumtum shenikum v'nitzav zachem benimeni. We're talking about a tumtum that it opened up. Bishas Asiya, we don't know if he's a male or not, so he can't do a Mila. And then the skin covering up the private area to determine that he was a Zachar and fit for Mila happened, it opened right after the Asiya, before the Achila of Pesach night. And therefore, that's a case where the Mila was not fit to be done Bishas Asiya, but it is fit Bishas Achila. And finally, a fifth Malach, Rav Shar ben Eimer, Kigan Shaitzi Reisha Chutz LePrazder. The baby stuck his head out of the Prazder. He stuck his head into the corridor, the Prazder. I literally just had in a Nidr earlier today. And Yid Zayin, a Mishnah discusses exactly this idea of the praiser is down by the praiser. Okay, but the praiser is like the corridor coming out of the Isha. The baby stuck his head out. That's considered born already. So the case is the baby stuck his head out already on the 7th of Nisan, back on the 7th of Nisan. And therefore, the baby is ready fit for a bris 8 days later. But you can't do the bris if the baby's physically inside the mother. And the baby actually came out. The baby came out after the Bein Arbayim, after the Shas Asiyas Pesach, before the Zman Achila, so you're only able to actually do the bris that later, but he already was born earlier, so you pass the eighth day, but you only can do it later. So you have five scenarios where you can have a baby not fit for Mila B'Shas Asiya, and you have fit B'Shas Achila, and therefore the Mara kind of deflected the riot that we wanted to bring, that the baby that's born and just couldn't do Mila, even though it's less than 8 days, that also precludes from eating Pesach. No, all these cases that's passed already 8 days, and there's still scenarios how the baby was fit for Mila only after the Avaida, it was only fit for Mila after the Avaida, but not before the Avaida. We have five different scenarios. The Mara just asked on this last scenario, if the baby was out, the mother's stomach born, and then back in for 8 days, could it survive? Umichai, could the baby get to live? Atanya, kibishas abba ilam, once the baby's born, niftach asasam, nistabasam apasuach, that which is sasam now opens up, like the mouth, and the other cavities, they open up, and that which is closed, that which was closed opens up, I should say, that's the mouth, other cavities, and that which is open, the stomach, which had the umbilical cord, that closes up. Shalmalakain, ain't able to live. So if he's born, then those things happen. And if he went back in, he wouldn't be able to survive. And Elamai wasn't born yet. What's going on over here? Says Mahamaiskinan, kind of Zanse Ishta. There was a fever there. Because there was a fever, so the Chiddush Gemara is saying is very simple, that the baby went back into the mother's stomach. And really, it should need some sort of sustenance. Everything closed up. The stomach was closed, and the mouth now, which is open, but weiter, it has nothing to nourish from because there's no food. But there was a fever. Because there's a fever, when there's a fever, you need much less food to survive, and he could live for 8 days even in the mother's womb without food. Ask Gemara, Ishtamai, who has the fever? Elam Ishta today. If it's the child's fever, we just said you need 7 days from after the fever. So what was going in a circle? You need another 7 days. El Zanze Ishte Dime. It was Zanze Limits, it was sustained by the fever of the mother. The fever of the mother kept the body very hot, very warm, and it required very little nourishment. Vibes Ema, Rabbi Kanner actually asked me to search today. How long it's possible? It was relevant. He's giving a shiur tomorrow on Friday night in Mitzchem about different halachas. There got to be newborns, there got to be babies. Just it's coming up. It's really tzedaf. So you said a grandson. He's giving a shiur about that halachas shiur. So one of the shailas one of the pieces of information that was relevant in a shaila was how long you can wait to feed the baby after it's born. How long you can wait? Meaning if it requires being mechal Shabbos to feed the baby, which is very common. If they're going to nurse, the nurses want to nurse and they want to determined to see if the mother is lactating. So the way they do it is they extract the mafark, they extract milk from the mother. That's sister rice. And now if the geisha nurse is doing it, no big deal. It's a milakam. But the case that happened to be relevant just last week was there was a Jewish nurse there. She wasn't from, but she was a Jewish nurse. And are you allowed to be over the raisa to test out to see if she's able to lactate and able to produce milk, or just wait till the Shabbos, depending how long it takes for, you know, how long it's okay to not feed the baby after it's born. So we just did a search. I didn't get a clear answer in the search. They say 24 hours to 48 hours is possible. You should feed every, within 4 hours, but 24 to 48 is definitely the child should be okay. But there was actually a story that they bring over there that a child survived for six days plus. Unbelievable. 6 days plus without food after being born. It's incredible. But it is a Maisa. Again, it was a story, a one-off. I don't say Chas V'Shalom. We rely on it in a halachic question, but it was a fascinating idea. Just back to our case in our Gemara, we were talking about the baby being in the mother's womb for 8 days after halachically being born. It wasn't really born, but halachically being born is the concept conceptually is not totally unheard of. Okay. V'Bayis Ema, Hani Mili Heichad Le Ma'avi. Or you could say, that's when the child didn't cry out. Where the child cried out, then the child can cause himself to live. Again, the same type of idea that the child crying out gives him some sort of fever. It makes his body hot. And when he has a fever, that itself keeps him sustained. There's a big enough, you know, just 2 more minutes and we'll stop. But there's a big enough community in this concept, in this discussion, legabe pidyon haben. How's Jacob Pinyon Ben? Because we're saying that when the baby sticks his head out of the praise door, it's considered born. So there's a method of, I'm not up to date with latest sciences, but there's a method that they certainly used to use. I don't know if they still do it. When a baby is, there's trouble taking the baby out of the stomach, I think these days they go faster just to a cesarean, if I'm not mistaken. But back in the day, they used to certainly use like forceps, like a tongue almost, and take the baby out. Now, by doing that, sometimes it can cause that the tongue separates a chatzitza and the baby. Certainly the baby's head, I'm not sure what else the baby, is not going through the praiser directly. It's going through the praiser, but there's something separating its head from touching the canal of the praiser. It's actually touching these forceps. And there's a discussion in the Achreinu if that would take away the shame petarechem and the din pidyon haben or not, related on this discussion over here. Okay. Says Mashimar Banai. Aril Makabaza and Aril who needs hazah. Of the paraduma orders become tar. He can mekabel azah, even though he's still narrow, he mekabel azah. What's the raya? She came and seen him avesenu. We find that avesenu, then they came, shekiblu, when they came to Yisrael, shekiblu azah k'shen arelim, they were mekabel azah of the paraduma, even while they're still arelim. Why? What's the math? Shenemar v'am olam in a yard, they came for the yard, the best l'chedesh reached, they came for the yard, and this is by Yeshua. They came for the yard on the 10th of Nisan. Now, the 10th of Nisan already, they got ready, they have to have azah, because by the 14th, they have to be shechting the Karban Pesach ready. That has to be day 7. They're eating Karban Pesach that night. So 14th has to be day 7, which means 10th is already day 3. And we know on the 10th they didn't do Mila because they just still were tired from travel. So when would they have possibly done the Hazah? Maybe at least at earliest, at latest, that the first Hazah to be done that day while there's still Arelim, Lafisha Arelim. Must be the Hazah is done in Arelim. And therefore, you see Hazah works on an Aral, it works on a Stira, to the process, the Tara process, the fact he's an Aral. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? The Dimla of a Pesach Klal, maybe they didn't bring a Pesach at all. Gemara says, obvious Tarets, black, white Pesach. Let's talk about it. It said they did the Pesach. Maskim Mazucha, maybe there's an explanation of what the prior Kasha was. The Dimla Pesach Abba Betumaya. Maybe it was a Pesach that was Abba Betumah. We know Tumacha Betzibra. We had that Pesachim, that whole idea. They were Tumay, so Tumazucha Betzibra, maybe. Tanya Behed, you have a price about that. When they came up from the Yarden, they did Mila Tfila and they brought the Pesach Batara. So we know that Pesach was indeed brought based on the price of Batara. It must be they had the Hazah while they were still in Aral on day 10. And vice versa, it's a raya that Aral can accept Hazah, does work for Aral. We didn't have a clear, if I'm mistaken, we didn't come up with a clear raya about the Katan under 8 days old, whether he's a problem of being an Aral. Rava seemed to be incredulous that it can't be a problem for Karban Pesach, so it could be that same story, we'd say it's not a problem for Truma, but we didn't come up with a clear raya to that, but we do have a clear raya that Aral can accept Hazah on his body, even if he's still an Aral. And it's not a steward to the Hazah. We'll pick it up for his marmot. I'm having a wonderful